Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in eight different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer A, B or C. 1. You hear part of a radio program about a sports personality. What has he recently achieved? A. A new sporting record. B. Another gold medal. C. A financial reward.
You can't fail but be impressed by Marco Lynam's latest achievement. At the International Stadium last night, he managed to shave 0.1 of a second off his fastest time yet. I mean, not only does this man already hold 3 gold medals, but last month he was voted Sports Personality of the Year and presented with a handsome check as well as the splendid cup that he gets to keep for the year ahead. You'd have thought that things couldn't have got any better for him, but he's proved all of us wrong. You can't fail but be impressed by Marco Lynam's latest achievement. At the International Stadium last night, he managed to shave 0.1 of a second off his fastest time yet. I mean, not only does this man already hold 3 gold medals, but last month he was voted Sports Personality of the Year and presented with a handsome check as well as the splendid cup that he gets to keep for the year ahead. You'd have thought that things couldn't have got any better for him, but he's proved all of us wrong.
2. You hear a woman asking for a recipe. What does she want to make? A. Something for supper. B. Something for a party. C. Something for a picnic.
Can you let me have that recipe you promised?
Which one? The one for the orange and carrot soup we had last night?
No, I know how to make that. It's quite straightforward. It's the dish we had at Mike's party. It was delicious, do you remember? It had potatoes, peppers and onions in it, and we ate it cold with bread.
Mm.
I thought I'd make it and take it with us when we're out walking this weekend. We always take a packed lunch, and I thought this would be really nice with some salad, and not too heavy to carry.
Can you let me have that recipe you promised?
Which one?
The one for the orange and carrot soup we had last night?
No, I know how to make that. It's quite straightforward. It's the dish we had at Mike's party. It was delicious, do you remember? It had potatoes, peppers and onions in it, and we ate it cold with bread.
Mm.
I thought I'd make it and take it with us when we're out walking this weekend. We always take a packed lunch, and I thought this would be really nice with some salad, not too heavy to carry.
3. You hear a man talking about animals. What is he recommending? A. Feeding a pet a balanced diet. B. Giving a pet plenty of exercise. C. Making sure a pet is looked after.
I know that many children are very keen to keep a pet. Some children are happy with a goldfish or a rabbit. Others want a puppy and forget that it'll need exercising each day and they'll have to take it for regular long walks. Obviously, some animals need looking after more than others. Cats are fairly independent creatures and will disappear for long periods at a time, whereas dogs are more home-loving. Don't let your child spoil an animal by overfeeding it. I've seen some kids who think they're being really kind when they give a pet large helpings of food, and then they wonder why the animal is so overweight. I know that many children are very keen to keep a pet. Some children are happy with a goldfish or a rabbit. Others want a puppy and forget that it'll need exercising each day and they'll have to take it for regular long walks. Obviously, some animals need looking after more than others. Cats are fairly independent creatures and will disappear for long periods at a time, whereas dogs are more home-loving. Don't let your child spoil an animal by overfeeding it. I've seen some kids who think they're being really kind when they give a pet large helpings of food, and then they wonder why the animal is so overweight.
4. You hear part of a radio program about travelling abroad. Who is speaking? A. A journalist. B. A tour guide. C. A travel agent.
I'm amazed at the number of people who turn up on the first day and know absolutely nothing about the places they're going to see. I mean, when you think of all the travel programmes on the TV and the radio, the information on the internet, all the travel writers who fill columns in the newspapers and magazines throughout the year, these people must have seen a brochure when they booked their holiday, surely. They sit there in the coach and expect me to tell them everything they need to know. I'm amazed at the number of people who turn up on the first day and know absolutely nothing about the places they're going to see. I mean, when you think of all the travel programmes on the TV and the radio, the information on the internet, all the travel writers who fill columns in the newspapers and magazines throughout the year, these people must have seen a brochure when they booked their holiday, surely. They sit there in the coach and expect me to tell them everything they need to know.
5. You overhear a student talking about one of her classes. What has she done? A. Missed attending a class. B. Withdrawn from a class. C. Complained about a class.
So at the end, I went up to him to ask him a question, and he says, "Where were you last lesson?" And I say, "I was here. You gave me back my essay." So he looked a bit embarrassed at that, and I say, "I need some extra help before the exams because I missed quite a lot when I was ill last month." And he says, "He's too busy to fit in more lessons. I'll have to ask one of the other students." Well, I'm not going to. It's his job, and I'm not going to take an exam which I know I'm not ready for. So that's it. I'm not going again. I'll take the exam next year instead. So at the end, I went up to him to ask him a question, and he says, "Where were you last lesson?" And I say, "I was here. You gave me back my essay." So he looked a bit embarrassed at that, and I say, "I need some extra help before the exams because I missed quite a lot when I was ill last month." And he says, "He's too busy to fit in more lessons. I'll have to ask one of the other students." Well, I'm not going to. It's his job, and I'm not going to take an exam which I know I'm not ready for. So that's it. I'm not going again. I'll take the exam next year instead.
6. You hear a woman talking about a new book on the theatre. What is the best title for it? A. Popular Street Theatre. B. Travelling Music Theatre. C. Open Air Plays and Players.
Hundreds of years ago, actors wandered from town to town, village to village, putting on plays in very informal surroundings. Sometimes they didn't even bother with costumes, but there was always music. Simple music, probably played on a pipe like our modern-day recorder. For people in those days, these wandering players were a great treat, and any performance was exciting. The plays took place outside, usually in the marketplace or somewhere central, and this book is especially good on the different locations, which could be anything from a wooden platform in the village square to a clearing under a tree. Hundreds of years ago, actors wandered from town to town, village to village, putting on plays in very informal surroundings. Sometimes they didn't even bother with costumes, but there was always music. Simple music, probably played on a pipe like our modern-day recorder. For people in those days, these wandering players were a great treat, and any performance was exciting. The plays took place outside, usually in the marketplace or somewhere central, and this book is especially good on the different locations, which could be anything from a wooden platform in the village square to a clearing under a tree.
7. You overhear two people discussing a museum they have recently visited. What kind of museum was it? A. A costume museum. B. A natural history museum. C. A transport museum.
It was one of the most interesting exhibitions I've ever seen.
I couldn't agree more. I'd no idea people actually wore special clothes.
Well, those early vehicles didn't have a roof, so you had to protect yourself. And those poor people whose job it was to walk in front of the car in all weathers meant they had to be properly dressed too. Even the first buses were open top, and come to think of it, so were the first trains.
I suppose you must have been able to enjoy the scenery though, and going so slowly probably meant you had a good view of everything.
It was one of the most interesting exhibitions I've ever seen.
I couldn't agree more. I'd no idea people actually wore special clothes.
Well, those early vehicles didn't have a roof, so you had to protect yourself. And those poor people whose job it was to walk in front of the car in all weathers meant they had to be properly dressed too. Even the first buses were open-top, and come to think of it, so were the first trains.
Mm. I suppose you must have been able to enjoy the scenery, though, and going so slowly probably meant you had a good view of everything.
8. You hear a woman talking about a new fashion. What does she like about it? A. The colours. B. The designs. C. The materials.
I love this new season's fashion for little handbags. Mind you, they're pretty useless because you can't put more than a comb inside, so whoever designed them obviously didn't intend them to hold anything. The colours are nice, but what is really attractive are the little glass beads which are sewn into the fabric. There are no real patterns on the bags, just thousands of these little things that sparkle and glitter as you walk. I imagine they're all hand-stitched, which is why even the tiniest bags are quite expensive. I love this new season's fashion for little handbags. Mind you, they're pretty useless because you can't put more than a comb inside, so whoever designed them obviously didn't intend them to hold anything. The colours are nice, but what is really attractive are the little glass beads which are sewn into the fabric. There are no real patterns on the bags, just thousands of these little things that sparkle and glitter as you walk. I imagine they're all hand-stitched, which is why even the tiniest bags are quite expensive.
That's the end of part 1.